This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Community advocates and state officials have banded together to speak out against a U.S. Supreme Court decision that now allows creative businesses to turn down customers based on what the customer may want them to say. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The case behind Friday's 6-3 decision started in Colorado with a Littleton website design company that didn't want to create wedding websites for same-sex couples. The Supreme Court agreed, saying the government can't compel someone to create something they don't believe in. Shara Smith of the Interfaith Alliance says the decision is not just harmful for LGBTQ populations.
It's also bad for people of color, for immigrants, for marginalized groups, for all of us, because this decision allows businesses to use free speech in order to turn away customers they would rather not serve.
State officials say they'll begin watching to make sure businesses don't use this ruling as an excuse to discriminate. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado's new state budget spends more money on education and health care. It went into effect on Saturday. Here's CPR's Benta Berkland.
Passing a balanced budget is the only thing the state constitution requires lawmakers to do during their annual legislative session. And this year, the nearly $40 billion budget had bipartisan support in both chambers. It was a tighter budget than recent years when large amounts of federal COVID relief funds came to Colorado. The state constitution's Tabor Amendment limits how big the budget can be. It can't increase by more than population growth plus inflation each year. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Come find more at CPR.org. Coming up this hour, it's Here and Now. When the show starts, we'll talk about the need for cities to address mental health. Plus, Wimbledon begins. Stay here.